Oh, well done, mate. You're listening to MFM.net.
Hey, good evening and welcome to LFM on this, the 20th today? Of December. Talon's going to try and rustle out Mark, who's been doing a real job of looking like a drunk man, fresh in from the Christmas party. We're going to put on something Christmassy in between now and then. I don't want to say that word any too much, but we've got some good stuff coming up. We've got Stormfield, who's shamelessly cashing in on the festive season with a party he's doing, I think, this weekend coming up that he wants to tell you about. So he's going to come down and provide a bit of music to get you in the mood. That's coming up at 9 and at 10. Angst and FZV are going to retread those delicate footsteps down the trail of doom. So
Mark's way ahead of us already. He's pretty doomed. He's lying in bed.
Mark's pretty doomed. So, yeah, I said we're going to play some filling type stuff. Really? And this is saying something. You would have been better off with Mark. But we're going to play you a classic here. This has actually been repressed 3 times, we discovered. Ed walked back into the studio with this. Ed walked back into the studio with this and was like, "Oh, you're not going to believe what I've got. You're not going to believe what I've got." But we'd already got it. So yeah, that's coming up. Doom, that is. I'm thinking it's going to be very pleasant evening. And we're going to probably play you Dave Elvis's Christmas single as well, the Dave Elvis Experience, and tell you how you can, if you want to get a copy of that, to send to a loved one on at this time of year, then we'll tell you how to do that as well later. Anyway, this is my favourite version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, so I'm shut up and enjoy it. Thank you. CJD's not here, that's why this Christmas special can be so tricky to put together, because there's no festive spirit without CJD. But this is the Chipmunks' Christmas record, one of Dave's classic. They're all the same tunes, Tad. There's like, what, maybe 50 Christmas songs, which just get like, if you watch any of the major broadcast channels, VH1 or MTV, actually, MTV is surprisingly random schedule, but yeah, generally, radio, whatever.
Oh god, there we go.
That one just needs a little bit of encouragement. You can hear it's one of Tay's records, but yeah, like, VH1. Staggering how many times they must play each of the Christmas classic pop records. Just this year, but like every year for the last however many years.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying by.
Chipmunks do a much better job of comparing things than we do, aren't we? I'll just leave them to it.
Hi, everybody. This is David Seville with my Chipmunk pals inviting you to get aboard the Christmas bandwagon, and here we go.
Bye.
So really, quite enough of that. You're pleased to know FZV and Hannah have arrived in the studio. It's looking more Christmassy already.
Black of this on podcast, black. I don't wish to be known as the best FZV, but as DJ Mescalinium, you nicknamed.
Mescalinium, you nicknamed. yeah, you're going to be hearing that Doom activity later on, but I've just found the CD I was looking for. It's not that festive, and somewhere in between this and that, you might have heard it, but we're going to play you again at its non-entry into the Rave Idol final. It's pre-recorded, chopped up from what he played at Queen Hoyne Operated. This one is proper stacking it on behalf of all the old crew, basically. Mark's unconscious in bed, drunk. Ed's not back, and I'm going that way. Let's get a CD on. Edit before Christmas.
My name's Edward, and I'm going to play some music right now, and I hope you enjoy it. It should be quite nice to listen to. But if you don't enjoy yourself, then fuck off.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
I get around.
Like tear out one eyeball and place it looking directly into your other eyeball.
Now I'm going to show you how to make one of the most effective breaks of all.
Thank you.
festive shout out to CJD. Is that loud enough for you, Dave? I don't know if we've got any prints, but oh well, we'll see what we can do.
Be careful, my child. This is a dangerous district.
You don't belong here.
Taking notes of the super strategy to use against robots. It'll come in useful, undoubtedly, when the robots attack. It's said all over, isn't it? Just hear his cheeky chirpiness in there.
issues against the robots.
Sounding like every, you know, this sounds like every other thing, the notes you're giving, like, sounds like every other kind of shit, as opposed to magic and dreams, even for monkey shaggers.
Even for monkey shaggers. So, might have a little bit more of that in a minute. I've just got hankering to play the Chipmunks version of Frosty the Snowman. It's all getting a bit wonky for me there. Back to Alvin, Simon and Theodore.
Hey fellas, why don't you tell the kids about your ice cold friend?
And he's not happy. I don't know what grudge he has against the Chipmunks. Probably haven't paid him back some money, but or something. I think we're going to go back over to Ed. where we left off. About 6 minutes left, I think. Yeah, I was lucky. I was just reading about Dave's endeavours in Kirkstone Pass, or Hard Knot Pass, the highest road in England. And conveniently, the tune's come to an end at the same time. But I burnt my pizza, which is mediocre at best. From mediocre at best to, well, it wouldn't be Christmas without a Christmas single. And here at LFM, there's only one single we're we're championing. And it's a good tradition, I think, as well, the Christmas single. Too late now to get them delivered. If you wanted to send one of these to your own loved ones, but you could collect them if you wanted to come to Stoke Newington. We could probably arrange a sale of them. We're not actually selling them. It's Tad of Tad Audio. And this, I'm going to play you a track of the B-side. This is Rockahula Baby and Dave Elvis's Christmas Experience. Yeah, I love a Christmas 45.
Oh,
Woohoo! And we're going to play you another track off the Dave Elvis Experience, Blue Xmas, later on. So, Stormfield and Brackett have just turned up, and loading up on kebabs and getting themselves fixed. Hopefully we'll get them on. In the interim, I'm going to play another Chipmunks track. But blame Mark. It's not me who's lying in bed drunk. Biatch.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
So, hopefully that's all we're going to hear from Chipmunks for the rest of Christmas. Derek was asking where the Chipmunk voices are from. They obviously are from the Chipmunks. David Seville and the Chipmunks, in fact. Another unique piece of CJD vinyl. So this one's not so Christmassy, but... I've had to hear in it, and it is Christmas, so why not treat myself? Well, it's not quite Christmas, but getting there. It's Bob Bolt's record, this is, and Dr. Tripp. bit I like coming up. Not that squeaking power female vocalist about to give it all. There she goes. Played this that damn Lord Napier on the Abacus rig, and it's astonishingly deep, the bass. Astonishing. And there she goes. CJD sticking it up in the chat room. News of Dave's ice bank slide as it comes in. 4 meters, apparently. Exciting stuff. So, nearly out of this filling segment, but I've found one more record I'm going to play before we hand over to Combat Recordings for the next hour or so. This one's Bing. It wouldn't be Christmas without him. Bing. What a good name.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
sure you're all planning white Christmases, snow or not, fuck them, do what you want. And our next two acts, they're going to do what they want now, more or less, because that's all Bing's got for us. So stay tuned, we've got Angst and Mescalinium, you nicked mate, coming up in an hour or so, and I'm going to hand you over now into the capable hands of Combat Recordings and Ben Brackett.